We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Sophie Van Saggy. It is Tuesday, September 30th, 2025. The university's Department of Parks and Natural Spaces, otherwise known as the DPNS, has been at work on the Illinois Arboretum, already completing projects in time for fall festivities to begin. This past February, the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences and the Illinois Prairie Hosta Society handed over the management of the Arboretum to DPNS. DPNS is working with the public to strategically prioritize what should be improved in the Arboretum. One of the main improvements is improving the life of the Arboretum after a series of years of poor care. Other improvements include accessible pathways, which now connect other gardens together. Thousands of invasive trees were also removed as pond restoration begins. DPNS plans to put out programming and other hosting events to draw out people from the park. Come visit the Arboretum as the fall season kicks off. Some encouraging news for adults in the area. The city of Urbana received a grant for an online literacy program from the African American Mayors Association. The program, titled the Mayor Williams Financial Literacy Program, is designed for adult residents aged 21 to 64. The program will consist of 6 online, self-paced topics surrounding money management. These topics include, but are not limited to, information on budgeting and college saving plans. Students who complete all topics will get a certificate from the city and will participate in a recognition ceremony. The Suchi Charitable Foundation, a nonprofit focusing on breaking generational poverty, also contributed to the program by developing its online platform. Urbana residents can register for the Mayor Williams Financial Literacy Program at go.urbanail.gov/finlit by October 10th. On this week's box office update, director Paul Thomas Anderson's new film, One Battle After Another, led the charts this weekend with an estimated gross of $22 million, marking the director's biggest opening weekend in his career. Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie, took the second highest spot with a gross of $13.7 million. And finally, for some local tunes, come see Axe and the Hatchet Man tomorrow, October 1st at 8 p.m. The Chicago indie rock band will be stopping at the Canopy Club as part of their So Much to Tell You tour. Finishing up their summer tour with Fits and the Tantrums, they're back at it, making their first stop in Urbana. The opener for tomorrow's show will be Edge Hill, an alternative indie band from Nashville, Tennessee. General admission tickets are currently $27. Doors will open at 7 p.m. and the show will begin at 8 p.m. Get your tickets at canopyclub.com. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Faith Routley, Zaina Qureshi, Nick Rocho, and Uma Tay. From WPGU News, this has been Sophie Van Sack.